This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast, everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Hello and welcome to another Balkan Adventures Podcast with me, David Bailey, commonly known on most social networks as an Englishman in the Balkans. It is the 19th of June. This is also going up on Audiomo, which is a challenge set up by Ernie Hartley, Ern Manda, on most social networks. And it's to post a piece of audio every day through June. And it's an annual event, great event. I've traditionally put something up every day, but this year is a bit of an exception. There's a lot going on in my life, and so I'm contributing to Audiomo when I can. So that's why I'm talking about that. The other thing that I wanted to say was that I missed posting my weekly podcast on Sunday, which was yesterday. So I'm doing it today, which is Monday the 19th. Sat outside, it's 27, 28 degrees. The skies are blue, very blue, with a little bit of white cloud. And I'm under the sort of the overhanging roof part of this little outhouse that I've had built here, which I have my like digital office in. And the reason that there was no podcast yesterday was because on Friday and Saturday, and of course yesterday, it was all about the Queen's birthday. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has her official birthday on the second Saturday of every June. I think that's the same for every sovereign, regardless of when their actual birthday is. But here, in the northwest of the country, I am surrounded by villages full of Bosnian Serbs, majority Bosnian Serbs, which means that they're Orthodox Christians. And the reason I'm saying that is that in their culture, especially in their religious culture, they celebrate saints' days. And those days are referred to as slavas, when families, the extended families, get together with friends and neighbours. And it's like a massive feast. Lots of food, lots of drink, lots of socialising. And I get invited to all these. And I don't have a slava, being British. So for many years, after I'd moved here, I was always feeling slightly embarrassed going and, you know, indulging in these wonderful social occasions and not being able to reciprocate. And then a few years ago, came up with the idea of, well, why not celebrate something typically British in the summer when the weather's good and have a Queen's birthday party. These have grown, going from strength to strength every year, where on that second Saturday, I'd invite neighbours, extended family, friends, and we'd have 20 to 35 people, and, you know, it would just be an amazing event. Last year, it got a little bit out of hand in so far as we had more people, and we decided to carve it up into 2 days of celebration for this year, for 2017. So the Saturday was all my guests and friends and neighbours that can speak English, because not everybody in this country speaks English. And why should they? After all, I am the foreigner here. I am an Englishman in the Balkans. So this year on a Saturday, all people that spoke English came together, gave them a chance to practice their language. I mean, most of the people speak amazingly better English than I do. And that's not a joke. It's total reality. And on the Sunday, I would invite extended family and neighbours and have more of a traditional Slava type feel to it. So on Saturday, it was all about coronation chicken, and we based it on a curry lunch. So 2 types of chicken curry and a vegetable curry for people that aren't into meat, which is quite unusual in this country, but there are a few. And we had egg mayo sandwiches and cucumber sandwiches with the crust cut off, and what else? Lots of English tea was available, but nobody drank it, because by the time it came to the end of the the meal and the end of the socialising and time to come home, everybody had just not really bothered with that. But we did have that ready to go. Lots of local beer because we can't get English beer here, and gin and tonic instead of the standard Schlivovitza or Jabukovača, which is the plum and apple brandy that is domestically made here. Saturday was phenomenal. Held outside in the on the patio because we needed shade because it's been blisteringly hot. Flags, UK bunting, everything. And it was very, very, very successful. I must learn to make a little bit more coronation chicken because it seems to be the thing that everybody loves here. They like the curry. They like the fruity pilau. We had saffron rice, so that was cool. And then yesterday was a slightly longer affair, more traditional affair, where instead of having this curry lunch menu laid out on the table, it was more traditional. So, you know, we had a whole pig spit roasted the day before with a very sauerkrauty type of cabbage salad. We had a homemade chorba, which is a very thick meat-based soup. As a starter, we had roast chicken pieces, lots of local breads, and some other salads around, and then finishing off afterwards with more traditional drinks of rakia and pivo, the local beer. Having said that, a few of the ladies wanted to try the gin and tonic, and that started at 1 yesterday afternoon and didn't finish till gone 9. So as I say, it's been a heavy Saturday and Sunday, and the days previous buying and creating this event has, yeah, I think it's been the sort of thing that we've been running on adrenaline, and now it's all down, and feeling rather deflated, actually. But I woke up late this morning. I promised myself that I would get up around about 9 o'clock, which I did. I've been pottering around and now sat, as I say, outside in the shade, watching the butterflies, looking at the size of the grapes, and just generally living the dream. So, yeah, not a very inspiring Balkan Adventures podcast for this week, but it does reflect the life that I have. The highlights of the weekend, I think, have been trying to explain to my neighbours in particular why the Union flag is not the flag of England. I always find that very entertaining, and they find it very educational, so that's been cool. Why does the Queen have two birthdays? Why doesn't she do it on her sort of like natural birthday, which I think is back in April? So there's that. And then, of course, you're using your mobile phone to Google or to Bing or whatever, pictures of this and pictures of that to try and illustrate all the things that they want to know about. And on the Saturday, I think the highlight was it's traditionally a small speech, and then we have a loyal toast to the Queen and people like that. So that's normally pretty cool. So that's it. An Englishman in the Balkans podcast for another week. And don't forget to check out iTunes, Stitcher and SoundCloud, because that's where we are. See you next week.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time. And then...